and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all the best events happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about cider, science and civil war.
I'll be talking about tea, toffee apples and music making.
And I've got secrets, spokes and short films.
To start us off though, some theatre for the beginning of the week. Copenhagen, this is a play by 11-1 Theatre. It's the third and final play in their scientific season.
Which started in like February.
Yeah, exactly.
Long season.
Emily, which was in February, was about the Marquess du Châtelet, who's a genius mathematician in the Enlightenment and also a long-term lover of Voltaire. And then Trumpery in June was about Darwin and his struggle to finish his theory of evolution and also his crisis of faith while doing so. This one, though, is about the friendship of German physicist Werner Heisenberg and Danish physicist Niels Bohr and the strain that it's put under with the outbreak of World War II and the race for nuclear dominance. It's a really interesting play. It's written by Michael Frayn, who many people might know some other works of, and it's going to be at the Maths Institute. It's in the Andrew Wiles building of the Maths Institute at the Radcliffe Observatory Quarter. It's running Tuesday to Saturday, and it's from 7:30 p.m.
And Michael Frayn's quite well known for farces and comedies like Noises Off, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. But this is very different. It's kind of non-linear. It's very sort of conceptual and thematic, and it sounds like a struggle to put on. So it's a really interesting
Definitely
thing to see.
More dramatic and interesting, thoughtful production, this one.
Some more theatre. Last year, the Lyric Hammersmith in London got together an ensemble of 20 directors, actors, writers and designers, and their aim was to explore new ways of making theatre. And this was a huge phenomenon on the London theatre scene, and it was called Secret Theatre. So they made 6 shows, one after the other, and they didn't tell anyone what they were called. So it was Secret Theatre Show 1, Show 2, Show 3, Show 4, Show 5, Show 6. And that was last year, and it was big on the Twitters. And now they are touring, and Oxford Playhouse are the first receiving theatre to get them out of London, which is amazing, a really great feat for their programming department. And we're getting 5 shows, including one which has just opened up in Edinburgh, so no one else has seen the show apart from people in Edinburgh. It wasn't even at the Lyric last year. They are going to be performing all over as well. They're on the main stage, they're on the BT studio, some of the shows are backstage, and one show is in a secret off-site location.
And they can be sort of, it could be a Shakespeare play, or The Importance of Being Earnest, or completely new...
devised, new writing, it's a whole range. So every show is different, every show is going to be really high quality, good theatre, because there's a great team in it, but you don't quite know what you're going to see. And I'm actually very surprised myself that I haven't really researched what's what. I kind of heard whisperings last year.
You can find out if you want to, I think, but I think it'd be more fun
if you can't handle the secret, or if you want to take somebody and you don't know if they might like it. The Playhouse do have a little link, and you can go and find out what the shows are, or get some clues if you want a hint rather than the actual show title. Then you can do that. If you're under 26, then the Playhouse have their opt-in young person scheme, which lots of the shows in this next 2 weeks secret theatre season are for £5, £10 or for free. So if you're not a member of opt-in, this is a great chance to join, because there's loads of shows back to back with free or cheap tickets. And the secret theatre season, it's on until the 13th of September, so we'll probably talk a bit more about it next week and let you know maybe a few hints and tips. But until then, go to the Oxford Playhouse to see who knows what.
This next event is one for tea lovers, which pretty much means everyone, I think. It's the Japanese Tea Making Workshop. It's 2 to 4 p.m. at Oriel College on Thursday. So it's going to be a tea making workshop with visiting tea masters from Kyoto. They're from the Abubu Tea Farm, which is a 4-acre farm in Kyoto that was previously just abandoned bushes, but now makes some of the finest teas in the region.
4 acres is really small. I guess it's the middle of a city.
Quality, not quantity, Orla.
That's true.
So the workshop will be a chance to learn how these Japanese teas are grown, picked, processed and brewed, and it'll all be under the guidance of Matsumoto-san, who's the farmer there. But if you can't make the workshop, then there's also going to be a free talk in the evening from 6 till 8, and that will be about the farm. And the talk is part of the farm's 2014 European Cultural Tour. So if you can't make the workshop, or you can't make the £10 for the workshop, then go along to the free talk in the evening, where you'll also get to try out some teas.
I also think with coffee seems to be very popular, all this kind of like self-roasting and workshops and how to do the art on the cream and everything like that. Good old tea, actually, it's not as fashionable maybe as the coffee nowadays, but I think it's important to promote it just as much as fancy baristas.
Now, this next event I actually mentioned a couple of weeks ago on the podcast. It was sort of a heads up in case it's sold out, but it hasn't yet, so there's still some tickets. Ian McEwan is going to be talking at the Sheldonian Theatre on Thursday from 7 o'clock. and he's going to be talking about his new novel, The Children Act. And this is actually an unbelievably topical book now for the main stories in the news. It's basically about a 17-year-old boy whose parents turned down, on religious grounds, treatment for a serious medical condition. And it's about the High Court judge and the ethical and emotional dilemma over the case. So yeah, incredibly timely. It was first previewed at the Sheldonian, at the Oxford Literary Festival in April, and now he's back again. Ian McEwan, of course, 6 times nominee and winner of the Man Booker Prize. Many people have either read all of his books or seen some of his films. Tickets are still available, as I said, only £5, and it's Thursday at 7th Sheldonian.
They probably won't be available for long, though.
No, so exactly.
Chop, chop.
Get them now.
This Friday and Saturday at Arts at the Old Fire Station, it's the album launch of Bicycles on Broad Street, Mark Denton's new album. He was also the musical director of the Full Monty musical, which was in Oxford back in 2007. There are reviews for that on Daily Info website as well. He's a local singer and songwriter. His songs, some of them are quite Michael Bublé-esque, so if you like that, then you'll probably like Bicycles of Broad Street. It looks like it's going to be a whole blend of music, pop, jazz, musicals, a little bit of everything. So get down to the Old Fire Station Friday and Saturday. It's £10 or £8 for concessions, and it starts at 7:30pm.
Now a little bit of European, British and Oxford history. You may not know that 2,500 volunteers from Britain fought against Franco for the Spanish Republicans during the Spanish Civil War. They made up a total of around 30,000 men who volunteered for the International Brigade from over 30 countries and fought for the Republicans against Franco in Spain in the 30s. Now, of the 2,500 from Britain, there were, of course, many from Oxfordshire, and there was due to be an unveiling of a new memorial for them, for all those who fought during the Spanish Civil War from Oxfordshire, in Bond Square, and it was going to be on Saturday. That's now been postponed until the end of October, but they already had a few events set up around it, so there's still stuff going ahead.
Find out about it if you usually can't see it.
Exactly. So at the Oxford Town Hall on St Aldate's on Friday, there's going to be a talk from 5 experts on the Spanish Civil War and on the International Brigade. And they're going to be talking from 7:30 till 9:30, and the event is completely free. So you can go along and find out more about the Spanish Civil War, about those from Oxfordshire who fought for the International Brigade.
And about the memorial that we'll see soon.
And exactly, so you'll be able to go to the memorial when it is opened, informed. There you go, Friday, 7:30.
The Broken Spoke Cooperative, who run bike building and maintenance sessions and classes on Pembroke Street at the Story Museum, are celebrating their 2nd anniversary on Friday, and also the departure of one of their founding members, who's going back to America. So, for this occasion, they're holding a big party at the Restore Garden Cafe, which is on Mansell Way. If you're coming through town, you can cycle with the Broken Spoke Co-op people from 5 o'clock from their Story Museum base to the Restore Cafe on Mansell Way. If not, then turn up from 6pm. The party obviously will include cake and drink. There's going to be speeches, films, raffles, and Melly Deli are giving some food as well. So there's going to be some really yummy food, but you're also advised to bring your own stuff to share. It's in a kind of a light dinner snack. There's also obviously going to be lots of bikes, didn't mention that. If you've never been to Broken Spoke before, they're a sort of do-it-yourself bike workshop. So anyone and everyone can learn to repair their bikes, learn to ride bikes, learn to build bikes even, and it's all run by volunteers as well. They do workshops and they do long-term courses as well, and they've got a really lovely base in the Story Museum. It's a great little place to check out. You can find out more on their website, which is bsbcoop.org, and you can go celebrate with them on Friday from 6 till 10 at the Restore Cafe on Mansell Way.
Happy birthday. Now, if you want to find out more about any of these events or find many more events as well, you can find more on dailyinfo.co.uk.
We also have reviews of events and feature pages on various recurring events or different things that happen in Oxford all year round.
You can also find a job or find a friend or find somewhere to live. We have listings for all sorts of different things, ads for everything on Daily Info.
This Saturday at the Pitt Rivers, it is Pitt Fest, which has also been subtitled the Need Make Use Day. So it's a celebration of all the diversity of the Pitt Rivers collection, but also a kind of hands-on celebration of the creativity that goes into a lot of the collections, which means that as well as looking around and everything, you can also make your own things. So, for example, you can be able to make your own medieval-style bell.
Cool.
Try your hand at carving some medieval instruments, which I've heard are not always out of traditional materials. I believe you'll be able to carve a recorder out of a carrot. So,
cool.
See how that goes. As well as all of that, there's also going to be stalls from groups around Oxford, like Folk Weekend Oxford, and a lot of food and music. There's going to be street food from the Secret Pizza Society and others, and music from the Oxford Ukuleles, some Brazilian carnival, some samba, and even the Britain's Got Talent bell ringers, Gay and Alan Cooper, from 2011, I believe they were runners-up. I don't quite remember.
Okay. I like how you put them at the end of the billing as well. Surprise!
Special headliner. Yes.
So there you go. Go down on Saturday to see them. It's free at Pitt Rivers.
Now, there is not one but two beer festivals happening in Oxford this weekend. The first is at the Perch Pub. There's going to be over 30 ales and ciders, a hog roast and live music on Saturday and Sunday from noon till 10 p.m. in their big beer tent in the garden at Perch. And in Headington is the 13th Headington Beer Festival at the Masons in Headington Quarry, which is a lovely pub. They're going to have 45 real ales, 15 ciders, barbecue, hog roast, music on Saturday, and it's going to be from 5 p.m. to 11 on Friday and Saturday, and 5 till 10:30 on Sunday. Hopefully lots of Aunt Sally and darts and things as well, and a meat raffle maybe at the Masons. It's that type of pub.
Back to the bikes, and Bike Oxford is a new one-day cycling event with rides of 20, 50 and 80 miles and routes that go through the best scenery in Oxford and the surrounding countryside. It's a sportive event, and if you haven't done a sportive but you're interested in doing long races, you haven't joined a club or a team, you want to give it a go, then this is a great occasion to have a go at long distance cycling. It's not a race, but you do get a badge at the end amongst loads of other goodies. So the routes are completely signposted, and there are also loads of feeding stations with local food and drink suppliers like Oxford Blue Cheese and crackers. You can get some of that, or some Cotswold Bakery flapjacks.
Is that when you grab it as you're cycling by?
I think you can stop. I think if it was a race, you might, but I think you can probably stop, enjoy taking the view, and get some free food. And there's also loads of freebies at the end as well. The Hook Norton Brewery are providing some beer, and there's also some free bike covers as well as your prize badge. And they did this event in Bath earlier this summer, and there was a lot of good stuff said about the food. I think it's more about the free food and the gifts than it is about the cycling, especially if you do the 20-mile ride. You can register online and get a discounted entry fee by Friday the 5th, but if not, you can turn up on the day, but not just turn up and roll out of bed. They start from 6:30.
Wow.
So if you turn up, you need to plan to turn up rather than wake up and think, oh, maybe I'll do a bike ride. You can practice in advance as well. They've got all the routes on their website, so if you want to give it a go before you have to go do it with lots of other people, then you can do that. You can find out more on bikeoxford.co.uk, and then starting off at the sports club on Iffley Road at 6:30 on Sunday.
It's probably a good idea that the brewery is at the end of the race.
Yes,
beer at the end, and only for the adults,
of course. I have heard of races where they're along the route, but I think that's a different kind of race.
Yes, I would talk about that if that was a thing, definitely. That's a good event.
Okay, so it's that time of year again, love it or loathe it. It's the St Giles Fair.
Love it.
So a bit of housekeeping first. There will be road closures in the area of St Giles, which will be from 12:01 precisely on Sunday through to 8 a.m. on Wednesdays. Bus routes will also be diverted. But more about the fair. It's a great event, happens every year. It actually started in the 17th century to celebrate St Giles, then became a children's fair in the 19th century. Now I think it's more a place for teenagers to go on their awkward first dates.
Are you talking from experience?
Well, then in no intended segue, I do remember heading down to the fair every year when I was a kid in Oxford. And it is great. There are great rides. You can get toffee apples, lots of prizes to be won. Just a great lively atmosphere. So get down to the St Giles Fair this Monday and Tuesday.
I think my favourite is the Caribbean food stand on Maudlin Street. Really, really good food.
You just love that jerk chicken.
I do. Now, starting on Tuesday and running until the 13th of September, Blackwell's Fiction Week. There's going to be a couple of events in this week's podcast. We'll probably talk about a couple more next week as well. But there's going to be a crime panel on Tuesday at 7 p.m. This is going to be with Mick Herron, Helen Gildrow, Dan Holloway and Toby Purser. And that costs £3. It's going to be in Blackwell's. Then on Wednesday, David Mitchell is going to be talking about his book, The Bone Clocks, in the Sheldonian. This is from 7 o'clock as well, and it's going to be £6. You can get tickets in Blackwell's or by emailing them or giving them a call. And there's loads more speakers that you can find on the Blackwell's website as well.
Now, Oxford's art, film and music collective and record label, Bear on a Bicycle, are hosting a short film, live music and Q&A event at the UPP on Tuesday from 9 p.m. Jordan O'Shea, who's more known for his music and for leading the collective, is screening his debut short film, which he's written and directed. It's called The Beautiful Minimal, and it's about escaping the mundanity of life and the importance of the little things.
So it sounds
quite appealing and kooky. The evening is going to start with music from Be Good. They're a three-piece Oxford band who make what they like to call doo-wop folk-tinged music, which is a good description. And there's also going to be some limited edition copies of the film's soundtrack available too. So the collective obviously acted in the film, wrote the film, filmed the film, and probably made the music for the film as well. All of this only for £5, which is great. Barrow and the Bicycle always host really good events. They produce a culture magazine, they produce music, they promote local artists, and are a great asset to the Oxford's art scene. If you haven't been to one of their events, then this is a good one to start with. It's the screening of The Beautiful Minimal at 9 p.m. on Tuesday at the UPP.
And if you're interested in the filmmaking process, I think they've used a combination of digital recording and 35mm, and then done some clever things in post-production as well.
So ask them some tricky questions about that
in the Q&A. Questions in the Q&A.
Thanks for listening to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. We'll be back next week with the next selection of events in Oxford.
To find out more details of any of these events, you can, as always, find them on dailyinfo.co.uk.
Also on Daily Info, you can find adverts for jobs and for places to live.
You can also follow Daily Info on Twitter, at Daily Info Oxford, or you can like our Facebook page by searching for Daily Info Oxford.